Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And my buds, Bud Light and Mick Ultra. Right now, we are going to head to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. And we welcome for the first time to the program Phil Fischmeister, who is the director of golf for the Cascades. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, we appreciate your time and we thank you for being here. And well, we've got just a little golf tournament coming up this weekend at the Cascades. Just a little one.
just a small one.
Tell us about that.
We've got the annual Jackson County Open this weekend, which the tournament's been played since the 1930s, so we're getting close to 100 years. So it's a long time tradition here in Jackson County. It's a great tournament. We've got 75 players in the field this week. And the field will be flighted into three separate flights. So we really welcome golfers of all skill levels.
Now, when does that tee off?
Tee times start at 8 o'clock on Saturday. So okay. It's a two round tournament. Everyone will play the white men's tees on Saturday, and then based on your first round score, we will flight you into three flights for the final round on Sunday.
Okay. So now this is in three different flights, similar to what the senior one was last weekend. We're going to have three different winners with this?
Yeah, correct. Okay. So there will be the championship flight, which is, considered the overall Jackson County champion, and then a first flight winner and a second flight winner. Last week for the senior county open, we kind of divide guys into age divisions. However, some of the older guys, that are 60 plus, elected to play down with the 50 to 59 year olds because the winner of that age division is considered the overall senior county open champion. But this weekend with the county, age does not matter. We just flight you based on your first round score.
Right. And we even have winners from last week who are participating in the event this week.
Yeah. So Steve Maddalena won the senior county open last weekend and he's playing this weekend, and Greg Zeller, who came in third last weekend in the senior, he actually yesterday just won the Michigan Senior Open, which is a huge win for Greg. I believe it's his first statewide GAM win, and Steve Maddalena tied for second in that event. So it just goes to show you how strong Jackson golf is, that Jackson made a great showing in that tournament. And that's an open, so pros play in that tournament. So for Greg to get that win, that's, like I said, a huge win for Greg and Steve tying for second. And now, obviously, they're both in good form, and they'll be battling for the county open this weekend.
Well, and that kind of lends itself to really the competition and level of golf that we have here in Jackson County. We were talking a little bit before we got started here, and I mean, the field's packed. This amateur field is just packed with talent. And you look at who's participating and who's already participated in a lot of the tournaments part of the Jackson Tour. I mean, we're packed with talent this weekend.
Yeah, we sure are. It's and that's one of the great things about golf. You look at last season here in Jackson. You had Mike Raymond win the Jackson Masters at 67 years old. And then you had Cannon Reisner win the city championship at 18 years old. So Jackson is loaded with amateur golf talent, and it goes from high school kids all the way up to the seniors, and they're competing against one another, which I think is something very unique in the game of golf. It's been great to see this year we had a couple of first-time winners already this season. Zach Dufresne won the city championship this year, and Brogan Brocky won the men's spring thaw, and he's about 20, 21, so he's another one of them young guys. And he won the spring thaw in a playoff against his dad, Mike Brocky.
I know we had a chance. We were at with the 19th hole. We came out to the Cascades a little earlier this year, and we had both of them on the air. That was a fun conversation to have with those two, with dad and son talking about that playoff. That was fun.
Yeah, that was very special. You know, really cool, unique. You know, I don't think that's ever happened before. And you know, in that same tournament for the second flight, the first flight, there was a playoff between husband and wife, Shane and Andrea Clark.
Oh,
which Shane prevailed in that. So in the same tournament, we had a father son playoff and a husband wife playoff.
Yeah, and I wonder if that made dinner after the tournament a little more awkward at home.
Yeah, you maybe. Know? And you know, I know when they play, you know, throughout the summer,
yeah.
You know, I believe that they always, you know, every time they play, the loser has to do dishes until
okay.
The next time they play. So, you know, I don't know if they had a little bit higher stakes on the line for that tournament, but
probably.
You know, I think Andrew was doing some dishes for a while after that.
That's funny. That's funny. So this is an amateur tournament. How do those who are participating, how do they qualify? How do you know? How do you figure out what the field is for this tournament?
Well, there's no qualification, so literally all you have to do is just sign up. You know, you can register online on our website, or you know, or come in and in person and sign up. And like I said, we're open to all skill levels. So you know, there's going to be guys shooting under par. There's going to be guys shooting 100. So. But that's what's so great about the tournament is, you know, even if you're a higher handicapper, you know, you can still go out there and compete in that second flight and still win a trophy, bring home some hardware. So there's no qualification. You don't have to have an established handicap or anything like that.
Okay. Now, and this isn't the last one on the tour for the Cascades. I don't think we have a date set just yet, but the Fall 2-Man is on the calendar for the Cascades also.
It is. We host the Fall 2-Man, which is a really fun event. It's 27 holes, one day, a 2-man event. So you play a 9-hole best ball, a 9-hole scramble, and a 9-hole alternate shot. I do have that on the schedule, and I could get this wrong, but I believe off the top of my head, I think it's Saturday, October 22nd is the date for that.
Saturday, October 22nd. Which you said would be a Saturday, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, that is a Saturday on the calendar. So that, well, you heard it here first-ish, right? Okay.
So in, you know, probably another month or so, we'll have entry forms available on our website for that event. You know, that's another, like I said, a really fun event. We flight that one as well. So, again, we have golfers of all skill levels involved in that. But yeah, you know, just getting back to how strong amateur golf is in Jackson, you know, I bet you there's 30 guys in the field, you know, this weekend that could potentially go out and win.
Okay.
You know, I expect to see low scores. I would assume the winner is going to be somewhere under par, so should be a great event.
Okay. Well, we mentioned a couple names already of, you know, those who have won already this year and those, you know, we talked about Greg, we talked about Steve, but are there any other names, anybody else that you feel like should be on the watch list for this weekend?
Yeah, there's a couple names I'm looking at, a couple of names that are still looking for their first major win. Brett Velkacek has played extremely well the last couple of years in tournaments. Colin O'Connell's another one who's played extremely well, had some really close finishes. And you know, eventually, both of those guys, Brett and Colin, are going to break through and win one. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was this weekend. So those are probably the two names I'm kind of watching closely.
All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on it, and we'll be looking for the list of the winners in the different flights coming up on Monday. So anything else that is important for our listeners to know about this weekend?
No. You know, I will post the scores, you know, as soon as the golf is completed on Saturday. I'll post the scores on our website so you can kind of get an idea of the first round leaders. And then obviously on Sunday, you know, as soon as the tournament wraps up, you know, we'll get those final results posted. But you know, I would welcome anyone that wants to come out and watch. You know, we do allow spectators. We allow spectator carts out there. So, you know, it's really fun and exciting just going out and watching the last couple groups in the tournament, kind of watching them go down the stretch on that back nine. So if any spectators want to come out and watch, we welcome you.
And you said you welcome spectator carts. Is that at a cost or anything? Or they just get like the cart rental?
Okay. $15 to rent a cart, and that's as long as we still have enough carts available. So based on availability, we'll rent carts for $15 a cart.
All right, very good. Do they have to reserve that in advance, or can they just show up that day?
Nope, just show up.
Okay. Well, and get there early because you don't want to run out of carts. So
exactly.
Phil Fischmeister, director of golf for the Cascades Golf Course, joining us here today on Talkback Jackson Sports. Phil, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks again, Mark.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.